Hello again, everybody. Taylor Brown here on KGHL with another of our community spotlights during Ag Celebration Week. This week, the Billings Chamber of Commerce Ag Committee is celebrating agriculture with a week-long celebration of the benefits of farming and ranching to our economy. And, of course, culminating this Friday night, the 28th, with the banquet at Metro Park. How appropriate, then, this week we get the announcement from Town and Country Supply Association about their annual scholarship effort. Got on the phone with me today, Wes Burley, who is the general manager out there. You've been involved in this for a long time. I was trying to remember when you started this. It's been over 10 years that you guys have given these annual scholarships.
Yeah, we kicked it off back in 2010 after quite a bit of discussion with the board of directors as far as, you know, what we could do to help promote ag in our community. And the scholarship program was what really came to mind. And so at that point, they decided to go ahead and establish the program and start pushing it out into our local schools.
You touch a lot of lives over that period of time. I imagine dozens of kids that have been touched by now.
Yeah, we've actually given out about, I think it's 41 different scholarships over the actual about 11-year time frame and a total of about $33,000. And so, you know, we've kind of moved it around a little bit. We've got a dollar amount that we try to give out each year, but sometimes we get into a situation where we've got some really good candidates and sometimes they'll stretch it out and give a little bit more. So, you know, just trying to really promote the agriculture.
Who can apply for these scholarships?
Typically what it is it's kids whose parents are customers of Town and Country Supply because, you know, they're our patrons, and so we're trying to give back to them a little bit. And the interesting thing is the amount of applicants that we get are really up and down. Some years we have hardly any, and other years we might have, you know, a dozen of them. So I think it's really beneficial for people to get their name in the hat and see what they can do, and you know, especially if they're going to be going into the line of agriculture.
That's one of the points about this scholarship, to encourage students that are entering a field of agriculture, because as I've heard you say, part of your role here, Wes, is to create customers that are educated and have a good background, and also create future employees for our workforce that have good college degrees.
Absolutely. You know, as you look out there for the workforce, you know, as we try to fill vacant positions, it's really hard to find people that have the good ag background and really want to go in and do it. And so that's why we've really promoted that side of things. We need future employees and we need future producers out there to service. This is one way for us to try to promote that for the future.
I'm impressed by the fact that you also give it to sophomores in college. Seems like when you're in high school and as a freshman going into college, there's quite a few opportunities for scholarships. But oftentimes that money kind of runs out after the first year. You will also help a student who's going into their second year of college.
Yes, and we've done that in the past. We've had situations where, you know, we kind of push it towards the freshman, trying to get there, but depending on what we have for applications, if we don't have enough freshmen applying for it and we've got funds left over, we've given it back to some sophomores. So we've had a couple different times there where we've actually had students that had been awarded the scholarship 1 year and actually got it awarded to them the second year too. So the counselors have this information. If you don't have it, if the counselor doesn't have it or can't come up with it, you can go onto our website at www.tncsupply.com, and you can find the application there and then basically just get it filled out and get it sent in to our Town and Country address and make sure to note that it's a scholarship application, and we'll get the board together. We've got a committee of the board members that'll sit down and go through those and make the decisions of who they'd like to award those programs to.
That's Wes Burley, the general manager of Town and Country Supply Association, talking about their annual scholarship program, $3,000 in scholarships to be awarded. Just go to their website to apply at tncsupply.com and get that scholarship application in by March 11th. Oh, and you bet, Wes Burley says Town and Country Supply will be there this Friday night hosting a table or two at the Billings Chamber of Commerce's annual Ag Appreciation Banquet at Montana Pavilion at Metro Park. It's the week to celebrate agriculture. I'm Taylor Brown for 94.7 FM and the Mighty 790 KGHL.